Lifestyle Automotive Podcast. My name is Niall, and joining me tonight is John.
Hello.
And Bulge. And Bulge.
Bulge, come on.
We do this every week, Bulge. It's not funny.
Let's all pretend Bulge isn't here again.
Yeah, again.
Blah, blah, blah.
Apparently we like repetition. Bulge, say hi.
Oh, he's not there.
He's not actually here, though, is he?
No, he's not.
Damn. It is just a gruesome twosome.
Mm.
Hell yeah, brother. You got to put up with me and John.
Yeah.
But it's all okay.
Yeah. Because
we have many things to talk about, probably.
Yeah, potentially.
But who knows? Because we don't.
The night's still young.
It is. Well, not as young as we'd like it to be.
No.
Because it's getting on. How the devil are you?
Oh.
Fair to middling or whatever it is Benny said wrong.
What's he said? Mid to middling, I think you
mid
said.
Mid to middling.
Yeah.
His new thing, and I did say this recently to some other friends I have. Benny's favourite thing to say at the minute is, I'm not going to NGL you.
That is quite funny.
It's funny. I don't know why. There's something about it that's just funny.
Yeah.
For those of you who are over the age of 40, NGL means not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So he's essentially saying, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna NGL you.
Do you ever watch Whistling Diesel or no?
No, but I know who he is.
He did one, and it was quite funny, where he got a Jeep Wrangler, I think it was. I don't know if it might have been a Rubicon, but
right.
He was
just drinking
like,
it.
It's actually a river.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Where to?
Egypt.
There's another river in Egypt. What's that called?
The Nile.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Yeah, it's the Nile, the River Nile.
I think it's in Egypt.
Can't be that many rivers. Rivers?
Can't be that many rivers.
A river dirt cheese.
And anyway, he had this... obviously, he's quite famous for buying really quite nice vehicles and just fucking destroying them straight away.
Mm.
And he was testing the off-road capabilities of this Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept going, I've got to lie. This is quite good. I have got to lie to you. This is doing far better than I thought. Yeah.
That is good. I didn't realise he was Welsh either.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that is good. I'm going to have to try and remember to steal that.
Yeah.
Because I often go, I'm going to use that, and then I don't.
No.
I keep telling myself, I'm going to... You know my whole cowboy thing as well, that we've touched on
yeah.
the Patreon? Patreon.com/LemonLifeAutoPod.
That, yeah.
I do want to say howdy, and I do want to call people partner. Maybe more partner than howdy, because howdy's a bit niche.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really like... I don't believe that cowboys say that. I think that is just very...
You reckon and you don't reckon all at the same time.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that they do.
Mm.
I think they're much more boy.
Yeah, rather than boy.
Yeah.
Racial overtones though, isn't there, to boy?
Oh yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I'm it.
Yeah.
They must say howdy, though. It must come from somewhere, unless it's just like old Western films.
Yeah, I think it's old Western, and then that's what, you know, if you were playing, not charades, but
a
game that you can only use a couple of words, and you got a word cowboy, you would go, howdy, partner.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, cowboy. Yeah, that's
true.
The one. Yeah.
I wonder if any cowboys ever said that there's a snake in his boot.
One did.
Why? What was his name? I genuinely can't remember what he's
Woody.
Called. Woody, that's it. Morning. It turns out Bulge is here. It's like an impression of an impression, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you heard of Misfit Minds?
No.
The Aussie channel?
Nope.
This is not car related, but just what you're saying there... has just reminded me of something. They basically do pranks.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all... They're really quite... So one of them, they decided they were going to take an entire door
right.
to a locksmith because he'd locked himself out of the house. So then they kicked the door in.
Yeah.
And then took the door to the locksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Because the door needed to be unlocked because he can't get into his house. And okay, he plays yeah. completely... They're very, very good mm-hmm. at keeping a straight face.
Yeah.
And obviously the guy in the locksmith shop's like... But your door's off the hinge. Can't you just walk through it? And he's okay, like, no, this is what I'm saying. It's the door's locked, so I can't get in the house. So that's why I've brought it here, for you to unlock the door so that I can get into the house to get my keys. And they're like, but how did you get the door off? Well, I undid the screws, but I had to kick it in first. And, well, where are the keys then? Well, they're in the house, but I can't... And it's like, yeah.
Oh, God.
But one of the things that they did as well that was very funny is they went and bought a Buzz Lightyear toy mm-hmm. that's got buttons on it that he's supposed to go to infinity and beyond, et cetera, et cetera.
Good impression.
And then they... changed all of the comments that this thing down. Says. And he takes it back to the Walmart or wherever it is, mm-hmm. the Australian version of that. And he's like, I think it probably is Walmart.
I think it is Walmart, yeah.
And anyway, he takes it back in there and he's like, I bought this for my niece. And push the button. And it's like the most inappropriate. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it's like innuendo yeah. and really inappropriate.
There's some spunk in my eye.
Yeah, yeah. Sort of weird shit like
two in your bum hole and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but he plays really dumb to it as well. He's like, I've seen all of the Toy Story films and I don't remember him saying this. And then they push another button and it's like,
oh, yeah. God. You are funny. A sex toy. Oh, Lordy, I'll pull my own headphones out. Morning.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Misfit Minds.
Misfit Minds. Yeah. Right, you have to remind me to send me a link.
They do some very, very funny prank type things. And one of the ones that they do quite often, they call the skit Cart Narcs.
Right.
And they basically, they've got this little Segway and they wear... like a rent-a-cop uniform and they go round the Walmart car park.
Yeah.
And anyone that leaves the trolleys out, they're like, weep. But they say, they go and talk to them and they say the most inappropriate shit, but in like a really blasé manner.
Yeah.
And it's one of those that if you've got, you're like, what shall I watch for 15 minutes? Find one of their mm-hmm. their video. They're very funny. They
and
are
what's this?
Funny.
What website's this on?
TubeView.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Hmm. Are you a premium member yet?
I am not.
Oh,
yet.
John! Fuck me. Hook, line, and sinker. Copy of Angling Times.
I got you with the bangers the other week as well. Though, didn't.
Yeah,
I?
You motherfucker. You're an. I proper fell for that as well, didn't I? Properly. Hook, yeah. line, sinker, and copy of Angling Times, please.
Oh, have you thought any more about coming to the bangers? Yeah, I have, actually. Really? No.
Have you really? No. Oh, you prick. But I think how it went. I was most... talk about a rollercoaster of emotions. It was right up, and then right back down again. But, like, even lower, because I was just like... I was annoyed at myself for fucking falling for it. Asshole.
It's all about the speed, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I you am know? Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. This yeah. suit is black nut. That scene will always be funny to me. Yeah. This suit is not black.
Yeah.
Not. No, the not has to be at the end. Americans.
Yeah.
Thank God we haven't got any list. Oh, no, we do. What was I going to say? So, you have an update.
I guess so, to an extent, yeah.
You don't sound convinced by this
well,
update.
Well, I don't. The problem is, honest. I don't actually remember what the update was last time.
What? Off pod?
Or on pod?
I think on pod was you were waiting for Sam to put his finger out.
Yeah.
And basically the transport company that caused this whole fucking mishap were like, no. No. No chance. Insurance it is met, and you were like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And then it was fantastic because they're going to write my fucking car off. They're going to give me pennies. I'm not going to be able to afford to repair it with what they give me, plus then the resale value. I'm in a lose-lose situation here. And then we went on some weird tangent about you buying a fucking Land Rover.
I still might.
And some strange man maths that I still can't get my head around. To me, that looks like 12 grand worth of car. It's actually 7, but to me it looks like 12. So if I spend 7, what it is worth, I've got this mystical 5 grand I can spend and it's okay.
That makes perfect sense to me.
It makes some sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, well, we'll gloss over that. And we were, both of us, you were very sort of understandably bit down in the dumps, doom and gloom, not really seeing any form of positive
no.
to come out of this. I can't remember what Bowles calls it, basically annoyingly optimistic.
Yeah.
Something like that, isn't it?
I think it actually is that.
It might be annoyingly optimistic.
Irritatingly optimistic? No.
I don't know. The thing is, he calls me all these negative words all the time.
Constantly,
it's hard
yeah.
to tell. Which one did he pair up with that one? I can't fucking remember. It's like,
yeah, which adjective did he have to put in front?
Honestly, it's like dropping a jigsaw on the floor. You just pick up fat cunt, wanker, annoying, you know,
yeah, it's like egotistical. Cards Against Humanity, yeah. But it's just Cards Against Niall.
Yeah. Cards Against Noodle, Neil, howdy partner, whatever. And I'm normally glass half full, okay? And even I was like, nah, ink. They're going to write that off because it's just what they fucking do. It's not.
Yeah.
I actually had a £50 bet with Benny.
Did you?
It's going to sound horrible, but I bet him £50 that
it
would get written off.
Yeah, I would have said the same.
Taking
thing.
Taking the bet, yeah,
yeah,
and it would appear I'm £50 out of pocket.
Yeah,
is that the case?
It has been approved.
Yes.
Other than.
Because you did say all I know so far, so I'll tell you what I know, and you can basically update me, and the listeners can just listen in.
Yeah.
I mean, are we saying this on air? Some jiggery pokery with the quote to get it sort of.
Yeah,
that's
where
number.
I was about to go.
That was the last I heard.
Right.
And I think more waiting for Sam to put his finger out.
So, middle and both ends, Sam's quote was for X amount.
Mm hmm.
And. Sam has said to me that this is quite common with insurers, that basically they've said that the price for the parts
mm-hmm.
is fine.
Yep.
The price for the labour of stripping the car and rebuilding the car is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The price for the paint is fine, but the price for the labour of doing the paint is not fine. And and effectively, there's a 700 and something pound deficit that Sam's quote is X and they are quoting Y. So
and the difference is the
and the difference
labor
is
the
about so yeah and it's it's only the labor time of the paint. That's the weird thing.
So when you say Sam said it's quite common, is it always the labor of the paint that they pick up on, or is it just an part of it?
Yeah, it's something weird. It's not like. Well, you know, we.
How much for parts?
Yeah.
It's always just, oh, yeah, but that little bit, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they pick holes in one tiny part of it.
No, oh, okay.
You know, and anyway, the middle and both ends is that it's been. They've settled on a middle ground.
Mm hmm.
The repairs have been approved, and as of this morning, the parts have been ordered.
Ooh. Are we talking new BMW?
Genuine.
Nice. That's a result.
Yep.
Well, it is a result.
Yep. Because at least I can have plenty of pictures
mm-hmm.
and an invoice from BMW showing that it was repaired with brand new, genuine BMW parts. So
is...
It won't... All it is that I don't know. I don't know whether it will still show up on a car vertical type check because it has been through the insurers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not a category car, it's not written off. There's
still
no structural.
Might be a marker or something.
There will be something to say that it's been accident.
Like
there might
X.
be something to say that it's been accident damage, but it's not. It's not even classed as a category because it's not written off. It would just be classed as an accident damage.
Mm-hmm.
And should that be the case, I can at least say, yes, it was. It wasn't a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a bill for all of the parts done.
Whoever he is.
Yeah. From BMW.
Hell yeah.
And it's all genuine.
Mm-hmm. And here's the before, here's the during, here's the after.
Yeah.
Here's the body shop that done it. Here's all their previous work. Ferrari, 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 TVR, Porsche, 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 Ferrari, Viper, Escort,
Audi
Cobra,
S3,
Audi S, yeah, Caddy van.
Okay.
Oh well, that's honestly, genuinely, I'm so happy for you.
I don't think I can really describe how pleased I am that there's at least a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, I think we discussed it last time, actually. You were very... You didn't even want to book a track day in a different car.
Just in case.
Because you just were in this horrible fucking limbo land. Yeah. And I said to you all along, and I know this... It was very raw when I said this to you. But I know that you knew this anyway. I think you didn't already know. It's just fucking hassle and headaches and stress and unknown and left in the dark and question marks and fucking everything that you just don't need.
And the worst... I wouldn't be so fucking upset about it if I'd have been the one that's caused it.
Yeah.
If I've reversed into something, if I've crashed into someone, if I sent it through a hedge backwards.
Yeah. Because it kind of feels, not justified, but it kind of they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You're having to go through the stress and fucking headache.
You've caused yourself a headache for your lack of concentration or for being a penis.
Yeah.
Whatever it might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some jerk-off on his way home from fucking work in a rush.
Yeah.
Just fucked everything now.
Yeah.
But this is the best possible outcome, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Is it gets repaired
properly. Yeah, non-categorised. Repaired with genuine BMW parts.
Because the thing is, if it did get written off and you got a payout and you repaired it, it's still a category car. N or S, whatever the fuck it may be, it's still you still want to declare something.
Yeah.
And some people go, category, eesh.
Yeah, exactly.
And then selling it becomes
and like
headache.
I say, you're fairly well destined to either take a huge hit if I was to part exit, if the garage will even accept it because it's been categoried.
Yeah, which means I can't retail it, which means it's a fucking auction job, which means I get piss all for it.
Or I have to take now I've got to try and sell this car with a category. Because I really want to buy that car. This car's been up for sale now for fucking 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
No one's interested in it because it's categoried.
Yeah.
And...
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just fucking hassle, headache.
Whereas
so this
at least with this, I can say it's non-category. It was just effectively a fender bender. And here is... I've got proof of everything that was done.
Mm-hmm.
I've got pictures of when it happened, the day it happened, the day it went to the body shop.
Here's the haircut I had. I was on the way to when it happened.
Yeah. Here's the £20 I used to pay for that haircut.
Here's the meal I had that evening where I was completely happy.
Heartened.
Disheartened.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Saving
Unpleased.
Me once again. Unpleased. Yeah. So that's, good news.
Yeah.
For those that aren't patrons, which is none of you actually, some of you. we are recording this quite early, in fact, because John and Bulge are both away next week, which is the week that this is released. We normally record anywhere between Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then released Patreon Thursday, Mainnet Friday. Because you're both away, we decided, the listening public shouldn't have to miss out.
Mm.
So we arranged to do it nice and early.
Yeah.
So as it stands, it's currently Thursday, and you said the parts were ordered this morning?
Yes. So it's Thursday the 27th today.
Yeah.
But because my car is M Performance.
Oh, Lord.
All of the M Performance parts are still in the motherland.
Ah.
So it's going to be at least a week before the parts are even here, let alone there's any consideration of anything else.
Right.
So
do you have a... estimated time?
I would like to think now within the next 3 weeks, which I can live with that.
Yeah. Well, at least it's,
between 2 and 3 weeks, I would like to think.
And Sam can get you in that quickly, can he?
Yeah, I think he's genuinely fed up with me texting him multiple times a day. Just fucking phone them. Just phone them.
Have you ordered the parts? Have you ordered the parts? Have you ordered the parts?
Yeah.
Even though you've ordered the parts. Have you ordered the parts yet? Yeah. Oh, good.
So I might text them in a minute and say, have the parts arrived yet?
Have they left Germany yet? Well, yeah. Honestly, genuinely fantastic news.
Yeah.
I was overjoyed. And honestly, the fact that I've lost out on £50 completely overshadowed by how happy I am for you.
Yeah.
Because I was, other than obviously, like, you, Penny and Archie, that have to, especially Penny and Archie, who had to, like, live with you while you were doom and gloom, I genuinely think I was the most upset by the accident behind you three. I was, because you know how much I love your car.
Yeah.
And I know how much it means to you. And I was also in the room 2 weeks prior when you were talking about how much you fucking, I think it was the day of release, actually, you were talking about how much you love.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah.
How much you love that car and you wouldn't sell it because what else could you possibly buy that'd be as good as, and all that jazz.
Yeah.
So I know, and I honestly, my heart bled.
Yeah. But, you know, the other problem now is not that it's tainted, but it's really made me question. It's really made me question what to do.
Really?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Because who is to say that I get the car back and I go for my next haircut and the same thing happens and somebody drives into me again in no fucking space of time? Or I keep the car for 2 years and then the same thing happens to me again. And I'm like,
which in the car's cursed?
No. What's been put into some sort of perspective for me is I've got a car that is worth some money,
mm-hmm.
and it's borderline worth too much money for someone like me that cares so deeply about it.
Yep.
When 95% of other road users couldn't give a fuck about my car at all.
Or theirs, by the way, they fucking drive sometimes.
And 95% of drivers might drive into me and be more concerned about the damage they've done to their car, which is probably some fucking JQ electric piece of shit.
Yeah, some burn your driveway.
Yeah, you know, absolute white goods vehicle.
Yeah.
And would look at mine as an old Beamer.
Yeah.
And what is...
You've hurt my brand new Dacia.
Yeah.
With your old Beamer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you. My car's worth more than yours.
And
I'm cooler than you are.
Yeah.
And faster.
Yeah, that.
Noisier.
But obviously what it has put in perspective with me is that, like, I had these little thoughts of... I've said it on here before, that the only way I would change is to change big. You know, don't buy anything that I can even compare
mm-hmm.
to the 340.
You still want a Land Rover, don't you?
No. So obviously my thoughts initially
E90.
Were for an X3M.
Yes.
You know, admittedly I would have gone for the X3M 40.
Mhm.
So rather than the competition with the S
55
TU, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than going for one of those that, judging by all of the M competition cars of that era that I've driven, mm-hmm. which is quite a lot, is probably going to be unnecessarily crashy and bouncy and hard,
mm-hmm.
considering I've bought something that's SUV-ish.
Yeah, that isn't supposed to be any of those things.
No. So I would play it safe, in inverted commas, that, well, if I get an X3 M40i, I'm getting a B58, I'm getting a ZF.
God's gearbox.
Yeah, and I'm not getting the full... And hopefully I can get one with adaptive suspension so that if I do want to put it in sport mode, it will be horrible and crashy and bangy, and I'll go, yeah, this is fucking brilliant. Too many cat's eyes here. Let's put it back into
this isn't freshly laid tarmac.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. You know, so that was where I was looking. But now I'm like, I would be fucked if I would want to put 50 grand to a car now, after this, and some fucking wanker do the same thing.
But, I mean, this is...
I know it's the...
Man mass,
as James Robinson would say, think like that, you'd never fart for fear of shitting.
Yeah, for sheer of fitting yourself.
Yeah.
But I would argue, using some proper man maths now, properly applied man maths, not any of your sort of made-up mumbo-jumbo you tried to force in this last time, is if you're rocking around in 50k's worth of car and someone goes into the back of you, It ain't costing 50 grand to repair it. It's kind of a case closed. Yep, we're repairing this because this is 10 grand's worth of damage on a 50 grand car.
Yeah, but is it 10 grand? That's the problem, isn't it? Is that with that, parts go up exponentially with the price of the car.
They do.
There's a reason that maybe not so much now because I don't know the market, but there is a reason that in 2015,
mm-hmm.
a 2012 Ford Focus
yeah.
was worth tuppence,
mm-hmm.
whereas in the same year, in 2015, a 2012 BMW of any description
yeah.
is worth considerably more. And it's because the parts for Ford were dog shit. They cost nothing. So they're worthless because, why bother repairing them?
Yeah, maybe.
Or they're worth nothing because actually, well, I need a new bumper, so I'll ring Ford. Oh, yeah, that's 220 quid.
Yeah, painted.
Painted.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
And we'll polish your car while we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. I mean, the parts will be more, but
Porsche owner, I can tell you that prices do go up exponentially.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you'd also be talking newer, wouldn't you? Which means the value of the car is just... I mean, I don't think cost of repair versus cost of vehicle correlates quite like that.
No, I'm not saying that because my theoretical X3 M40 is 45 grand, so it's worth twice what the Beamer's worth.
It's going to cost twice as much.
The repair bill is going to be exactly twice that. I'm not saying that, but...
No, but I also get what you're saying in the sense that...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Whereas there is... I really do believe there is something to say about having... Because I still talk very fondly of my Passat.
Mm-hmm.
That car was a woeful, boring, horrendous thing. But I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Because I can still remember it vividly. We went to Go Ape for one of my friend's birthday parties mm-hmm. in Holden Hill or Holden Forest. At the same time, there was a mountain biking fucking championship thing. The car park was fucking rammed.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a space in a hedge. And I said to Penny, get out here a sec. Scraped all the way down the hedge, up on the verge. It's parked.
Yeah.
Bye, you know.
I'm out of here.
Get out the car, lock it, walk off. Fine.
Didn't even have to lock it. No. You don't want to.
No, exactly. You know. And, yeah. And there's a curb there. And off.
Mm-hmm.
Up onto the curb. Give a fuck.
Yeah. No, I get this. I've only ever bought at the lower end of the market. The most expensive car I ever bought was that fucking hateful F10 I had.
Yeah.
And that was 4.5, I think I paid
Yeah,
for
but
it.
this is the hard thing with that particular car, isn't it? Is that was a cheap...
Yes.
It was a cheap version of that car.
Mm.
And that's where things get...
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
That's where things get tricky. But if you're paying average price for a car and it just so happens that it's a 5 grand car
mm-hmm.
and actually it's comfortable, it gets you, it's reliable,
yeah,
but it's already got dings on all four corners, the wheels are boring,
yeah,
and yeah, they're all curbed, but it doesn't matter because they're not diamond cut anyway, so mm-hmm. and I mean, I had an absolute prime example on Sunday just gone. Penny and I went to place called the Lost Kitchen.
Did you find it all right?
No, I got fucking lost. but it is literally an old converted farm barn
mm-hmm.
that's been converted into a restaurant.
Yeah.
But initially we were like, should we take the Porsche? Because it was just me and Penny.
Hello.
Should we take that? And then the problem is it's at Knightsays.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, we've never been there before,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how far down the country roads it is.
Yeah.
And accept, and I'm so glad that I didn't take it, because there is not a hope in hell I would have got into the car park in it.
Really?
Because it's like the road, and it's way up here, and it's just like a fucking 60 degree angle onto the and I was like, I would have genuinely had to look at that in the Beamer and gone,
yeesh, penny go.
Don't know about this.
Yeah.
You know, and so in the Porsche, I would have had zero chance of that happening. Whereas,
and it takes a lot of the gravitas out of the situation.
Yeah.
When you have to park 1,500,000 million yeah. miles away in the yeah. fucking nice car you've decided to take.
I'm going to have to park this on the road.
Yeah.
And now we've got to walk up the track
yeah.
to the, because we wanted to bring the nice car.
Yeah.
And
which no one can see. Cause it's
which no one can
yeah.
see that we've
so you've driven uncomfortably.
Yeah.
More so than anything else that you've got.
Yeah.
Expensively.
Yeah.
And no reward.
Yeah.
No one's gone, fucking hell. You haven't pulled up in a Porsche going, I'm pulling up in a fucking Porsche on
yeah.
some boy mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've just gone, you'd have, if you're anything like me, you'd have turned up out of breath and sweaty
yeah.
To walk to the venue.
Up the hill, yeah.
Yeah, taking your coat off or jacket, whatever it was you're wearing.
Yeah.
Career is it, mate?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a booking?
Yeah, just... Penny, you... I can't. I'm going outside, cool down.
Yeah.
Brilliant, cool, fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Own a Porsche, they said.
Yeah.
And this genuinely concerns me, because I've had nice cars. I love my current car. I do genuinely adore my current car. It is a £3,000 E9330D.
Yeah.
But I do love it. And I loved my last one. And I've loved many, many cars in my past. But I've never had anything really, really nice.
Yeah.
And it worries me that one day... Because you think, I've been driving for nearly 20 years,
right?
And I've spent 20 years in, not stuff I don't care about, but stuff I don't mind donking it up a curb, because
yeah.
the wheels are a bit knackered anyway.
Yeah.
Or sort of, you know, I'll park where I want to park. You know, I don't have that part of my brain that goes, oh, I better park over here and away from everyone else. Because I've never had anything nice enough to warrant that.
Yeah.
And even my track car, my whole attitude is, it's a track car.
Yeah.
I don't care, but... It's a fucking track car.
Yeah.
Let's not get too precious, shall
yeah.
we? When
there's,
I'm rattling off
there's plenty of stone chips and
yeah, exactly
et cetera,
that,
et cetera,
yeah.
already on it. Yeah.
Exactly. And I do worry that if I buy something nice, let's just say I buy myself an E46 M3.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, oh, fucking dream, literally dream come true. I'm either going to be so anal about it because I've never had anything that nice that I'm then not going to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Or I'm... Going, I can't see it going well.
Yeah, and then the problem when something like this has happened to me, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
that it sort of puts that into perspective of like you can spend all the money you like and mm-hmm. buy a flash car, and you can be as happy as a happy thing in that flash car, and if someone drives into the back of you. Or if you accidentally drive into the back of someone,
mm-hmm.
if anything happens, what's your flash car going to do then?
Exactly that.
You know, whereas actually, if I was in, as we're on the topic, if I was in a Discovery
mm-hmm.
and what has happened to me happened, it would have been very much a case of when Matey said, we can repair that through our... Yes, please,
yeah,
because if this
on.
Goes to insurance, it's a goner.
It's curtains.
Yeah. So,
he is.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Just fix it.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, like, you know, obviously Benny's got his M3.
Yeah.
And I take my hat off to him because he uses it. He drives it to work sometimes if he has to. Maddie's even driven it to work in Bridgewater, of all places, and parked in a multi-story car park. And someone said in a sort of BMW E36 group chat we're in, fucking hell, brave leaving that. And he's like, it's a car.
Yeah.
What the fuck else am I going to do with it if I'm not leaving it in a fucking car park?
Yeah.
You know, you can get too precious about these sort of things. But on the other hand, Benny's, I said, oh yeah, you're going to take the M3? And he's gone, no, because it means leaving it in some fucking dusty car park and I'll come back to it being shit iron. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I think, well, why have you fucking got it? But so it's a real...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I know we're talking real sort of, you know,
yeah.
M3s, but it's a tightrope. Whereas
yeah.
you buy something, you know, have something that, again, you don't care about it, but you can just be a bit more free
yeah.
with it and just a bit
yeah.
more relaxed about it. I do totally get what you're saying, which, funnily enough, takes me on to my next point, was someone crashed into me in my E90.
Oh, good.
And it's very fucking annoying. I can guarantee you it's nowhere near as annoying as it was when you got crashed into.
Well,
But it's still...
I don't believe that, because you're, as you've just said, yeah, okay, your car isn't an F31 340i.
No.
But it's your car.
Yeah, exactly.
And you love it.
And the woman, you know, that crashed into me.
Audible eye roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Audible. Basically, was, oh my God, your car's so lovely. And I said, it's an old BMW. I said, but I am very fond of this car. And I am. And it's fucking irritating. And I'll tell you what happened. You don't know Bridgewater very well.
This is actually news to me.
I did tell you on the phone earlier, and you.
Yeah, I did hear you say it, and yeah. I thought I'm not gonna get into that because we'll just stay on the phone now for 20 minutes while you tell me.
So this genuinely is news to John. Yeah. This happened.
Breaking
news. Like my ankle with this table. What day are we?
Thursday.
Yesterday this happened. Yeah. So I was in Bridgewater. It's two lanes. It's like a sort of 30-40 mile an hour, but it's two lanes for sort of congestion. And then at the end, it kind of splits into three lanes.
Yeah.
Right, straight ahead and left.
Yeah, yeah, I know where you are, the traffic lights. And,
yes.
Yeah.
So as you're approaching that, I'm in the left lane because I want to, I know in the distance are some lights.
Yeah.
And I want to go left. I have every right to be in the right lane because they're both going straight, but I know I need to be going left. And I'm driving along and I'm crawling along. And I'll be honest, the right lane is faster. And if you're feeling cheeky, you can cut in. But I'm never in a rush these days and I love it. So I'm in this left lane. And genuinely, I honestly don't. I do not think my eyes came away from the road, but it just kind of felt like 1 minute she was there, just 1 minute she wasn't there. The next she was on me.
Yeah.
And just as I saw out the in my peripheral, she was just on me, and so she basically went, "Oh, where am I going? Oh, I'm in the wrong lane." Quickly looked, and I must have been banging her blind spot, and she just turned into me. Low speed, but just turned into me. And I, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And she sort of put her hand up, and I just got out, because the traffic hadn't moved either. So I got out, and I looked at my car, and I just, well, there's fucking damage. That's enough for me to be pissed off.
Yeah.
And she sort of pointed into the left, and we, you know, pulled over, got out. She was very, very apologetic. And I looked, and I thought, for fuck's sake. And I thought, all I could just see was just damage.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite able to assess, oh, actually, oh, fucking hell, it's done that. I could just see damage. And that was kind of enough for me. And she was very apologetic, and I just said, these things happen, okay? Just whatever, innit? I looked at her car taking quite the brunt of the damage. Because from what I can gather, as she turned into me, she kind of hit my wing and bumper, which then sort of folded. And I think then the wheel done a bit more damage because there was a big scuff mark on my wheel, scuff mark on my tyre.
Right.
Big black, you know, the sort of NASCAR rings you get? Yeah, like one of them, and quite a big ding in her, like, sill. And I basically laid my cards out flat. I was like, I'm more than happy to show you my insurance because fuck me, I pay enough for it. I'm more than happy to show you, but I don't really want to be fucking around with insurance, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
And I said, because this is going to, it's not my fault, but I'm still going to have to declare it. And all this kind of bullshit and nonsense that you know all about. And she said, oh, I'm going to lose my 10 years. No, oh, my husband, all this, that, and the other. And she was so apologetic. And I was like, you know, it is what it is. It's fine. Took pictures of my car, took pictures of her car. We swapped numbers. And I said, look, just speak to your husband. We'll chat about it another time. I said, but yeah. I will say now, if we can do this outside of pissing around with insurance, I'd be much happier with that. Yeah, I can't see that being a problem. Anyway, I get to Tesco, do my shop, look at my phone, number's ringing me. I don't know if your antiquated, you know, granddad clock's got this, but it's got cool screening.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me you've had it for 10 years, go on.
At least.
And it come up, so I knew her surname because she gave me a full name, and it came up with man's first name, same surname. Okay, I'm obviously going to say the name. So I said, he said, hello, is that Niall? I said, yeah. He said, hello, mate, it's redacted. And I was like, oh, yeah, how you doing? He said, yeah. He said, are you okay? I said, I'll be honest, like, I've been better. Yeah. But in the scheme of things, yeah, I'm all good, thank you. How are you? Oh, yeah, chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. Yeah, well, I've had better afternoons. Right?
Kin women.
Kin lizards. Kin lizard behaviour. Anyway, he said a lot of the tire, mainly tire marks, and they've come off quite nicely. He said the seal's quite badly damaged, but it's not the end of the world. And also, you know, it was her fault, so can't really complain too much. I've not actually seen your car. I said, it's you know, there's damage, but it's not horrific. I said, but, you know, I don't really want to be going for the insurance. It's an old car, and they will just write it off. And he said, no, that's absolutely fine. And basically, we come to the agreement verbally that he asked me to send him some photos just so we knew what he was dealing with.
Yeah.
When I was done, went to the car park, took some pictures, sent them over to him. And he basically said, do you have a body shop in mind? I said, I do. He said, just do me a favor. He said, just get a quote. He said, as long as I feel like the quote kind of marries up to the level of damage, which I'm sure it will, he said, then I'll just pay you the money. You can do it with that as you please.
Yeah.
I was like, no problem at all. And then he said, which sounds really self-indulgent of me to say this on air, but he just said, as a side note, I just want to say, my wife was really shaken up by the whole thing. And I just want to say thank you for how you handled it. She said you were very calm and very understanding. And he said that helped massively. And he said, and this is my wife we're talking about. So I just want to thank you for being a decent human being. Thank you for that. And I was like, oh, that's no problem at all. I appreciate you saying that. I said, it's just metal at the end of the day. I said, we're all fine.
Yeah, that's exactly how I reacted. Yeah.
See, you should buy an E90 because you would have gone, oh, God, these things happen, mate. Come here. But, you know. And I'd said to her, if my car was stoved in and I couldn't drive it, we'd be swapping insurance details. I said, yeah. But I'll show you some pictures on air, you know, over the microphones.
Yeah.
And you can kind of verbally go, oh, yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rubbed it. And it is what it is. Annoyingly, the wing where it's kind of moved, that's annoying. The bumper sort of popped out a bit, again, annoying. I think a lot of that will probably polish out.
Depends if it's broken or the clips, though, doesn't it?
I'm honestly in two minds.
Without being like, for again, this is going to sound really.
I know exactly what you're going to say. So
your car isn't the same sort of value as mine.
Oh, fucking hell, John!
And obviously the way I saw it, which I would understand if you were the same, but the way I saw it is no. It was a fucking genuine car before you decided to smash into the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't be bothered to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm not putting second-hand parts on
it. Yeah, no, I get that.
The truth be told, if the car had been written off and I'd have been paid out for it and bought it back, it would have had second-hand parts put on it.
Yeah.
Because
why not?
It's a bumper. It's
well, they
a
were 10-year-old anyway before it got hit, weren't they? So.
Yeah. So, you are in the fortunate position that it's an E90.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be lots of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you'll probably be able to find some of the right colour quite easily.
Yeah.
Because it's not an uncommon individual colour.
No, it's not, no.
It's. Yeah. But it does not take away from the fact that. Did you have to do that?
Yeah. That was. Genuinely, that was kind of. Between. From it happening to me actually speaking to her, my whole thought process was just. For fuck's sake, what do you do that for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know you, if anyone can relate, it's you.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I was equally as fortunate that she jumped out of the car and could not stop apologising.
To be fair, after the initial explosion that I gave him,
mm-hmm.
when he'd apologised profusely and really, really apologised and everything,
yeah,
I did calm down.
I was about to say, was he apologising through, you know, through sorrow or through fear? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was apologising instantly, but I wasn't having it.
No. I mean, but it's...
But then this is the problem as well, is that it's... I do honestly think I would have been... I would have handled it differently if it was a similar scenario to you. Mm-hmm. That it was a woman. It wouldn't have to be a woman.
Sexist.
But yeah, it was someone just in an SUV.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything. And the damage that has been done mm-hmm. would have been my bumper and potentially a scratch on the boot.
Yeah.
The fact that he's in a fucking lorry
yeah.
with a bull bar
yeah.
is what has done the damage.
Yeah.
You know, is the fact that I've been hit by probably 18 to 20 ton mm-hmm. of vehicle and the bull bar has smashed all of my taillights.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a vehicle that had bumped into me, the taillights wouldn't have been broken. So I would still be able to drive the car around
mm-hmm.
and the damage that would have been done, I'm positive, would have been half of what yeah. the damage oh, has yeah. been done.
Absolutely.
Because it's a lorry.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the reason part of the reason that I reacted the way that I did to it is because I'm like, I know I say it jokingly, but I do honestly get so fucked off with when you see all this shit on social media about, oh, you know, we're fucking professional drivers and you see all of this and that and they're the ones sharing all the
you
fucking...
You try stopping 40 ton, mate.
Yeah, they're the ones sharing all the fucking dash cam footage. Look at this fucking clown and yeah. blah, blah. Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
what the fuck are you doing? And you, or oh, slow down, move over. I don't think I have ever seen a lorry, no matter how fucking empty the motorway is,
mm-hmm.
move into lane two
no.
when they see a car on the hard shoulder. I've never seen it.
I've seen them move into the hard shoulder before.
Yeah, yeah, just numerous to fucking times. Try and kill someone.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to make a joke, you know, about them being professional drivers and fucking saving the planet and all the rest of it. You know, the world doesn't turn unless we work or whatever it is they fucking
yeah.
bang on about.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all, feed them rice. And he's not here to defend them.
No. Nope.
So,
no.
Generally, that does wind me up. And I have, yeah. I know I brought this up before, but this whole, oh, we keep the world turning, you lot will be fucking starving if we put the food on the shelves. Yeah. Granted, you do.
Yeah.
But there's so many other fucking people that if they stop doing their jobs, the world will stop.
Yeah.
You and farmers aren't the only fucking people
yeah.
keeping this whole ship moving, okay? Yeah. And like you said yourself when we last brought it up, if you all went on strike, they'd get the army in.
Yeah.
Or they'd just go, can you speak any English? No? Drive this, please.
Yeah. El Scania. Mamoo! See?
You know, all this, yeah? Cowboy yeah. hats, tang, tang.
Yeah.
Can get on. No, you don't know what I'm saying. Just get in there.
Here, tapping on a map.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Lorry.
El Drivo.
Boo!
See?
Prostitute El Murdero.
Digo Big Holo, yes? Do not find, again, Policia, Policia, yes? No good, no good.
hey, my Larry driver.
Not too many cerveza while driving, okay? Yeah. That's all I've got, my Spanish.
Dosso.
Exactly. So, yeah, I've been crashed into, but it's a totally different scenario and I feel totally different. I mean, my car wasn't a minter by any stretch. I do... If my insurance company are listening, I do 4,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
You know? With or without another zero in the end, I'm not too sure, but I definitely do 4,000, okay? 4,000.
Yeah.
No,
at
allegedly,
some point, I have
do.
Done 4,000 miles
yeah.
in the year.
Yeah, at some point I definitely have, okay? Yeah. In the first month,
yeah.
probably. I cover a lot of miles. I use the car for work, but it is still my daily. It is still my pride and joy. I do still love the car.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It's not the mintest, but now it's less.
Even less, not the mintest.
Not mintest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's. Yeah. But now I'm kind of caught, and I'm and this is just me, and I know what the right answer is, but I can't help but ignore what the right answer is. I should go to this man and say, can I have a quote to do this? Okay? And I go, oh, bloody hell, I'm the bad clever list. And they give me a quote, okay? Let's say it's...
1,500 quid.
Well, fuck me, ain't going to be that much. 500 quid. Right?
800 quid.
500 quid, right?
500. Hold out your hand.
Hold out your hand. You just repaired a car. 500 quid. I go to the very nice gentleman and say, here's a quote, it's 500 quid. I've even told him, I said, there is some damage to the alloy, but they weren't in the best condition, and I did want to get them refurbished anyway. So I'm going to make sure that that isn't part of the quote, because I'm a nice guy and he was a very pleasant man. So let's just say it's £500. And he says, oh yeah, £500. Not a problem, what's your bank details? I'll ping it over to you now. Now, the right thing to do would take his £500, take it to Body Shop Man and say, make my car as good as new.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me, and I don't know if it's the pikey within me, that thinks, pocket is £500, and polish it up as best I can, try and sort some of the clips out so it lines up as it should, and just drive on. What would you do in my shoes? You know I respect your opinion.
I would be very tempted to do what you're saying.
What, pocket the five?
Yeah, especially because, actually, the likelihood is that worst case scenario, you can probably buy a wing quite likely to be the right colour for £60.
Yeah.
And it was going to take 5 hours to change a wing.
Take one off, I think, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At least.
But...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
If the bumper, you can get that back in line and you can polish out some of the scratch and you can get... If you needed, you can get a replacement wing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be inclined to do that. Because the thing is that unless it is fucking hanging, the joy of a car of that sort of value is it ain't going to go down in value.
No.
You know, it was worth three, now it's worth 2,900.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've had far more than £100 worth of use out of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of the fact that somebody's crashed into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, okay, if they've stove the whole back end in or ripped the front bumper right off and you know...
See, this is kind of the annoying thing, is it's not enough damage for me to go, I need to get this fucking fixed now, and then Matey Boy can just re-embarrass me.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a bit... I'll be honest with you, I've been in the car all day and put some, you know, less than 4,000 miles on it in the course of a year, but I've put some miles on it today. And not once have I gone, oh, fucking hell, when I've gone to get in the car. Oh, I fucking forgot that was there. Fuck's sake. Because I've caught stuff before, obviously.
Yeah.
But if it's been on the passenger side, I don't have to fucking see it every time I get in the car, and it's quite easy to ignore. If I do it, if I knocked my driver's wing mirror cap off, it would fuck me off every time I got in the car, because I would see it, you know, fucking mirror cap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can bear, I don't notice it, really. Hello. So it's almost annoying. It's not more damage.
Yeah.
Because I would be inclined to go fix this now. If the whole rear bump was hanging off and it was taped together to keep it road legal, I'd have bought one now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be recording because I'd be on the way to fucking Birmingham to go and get it off of a man. Because he broke fucking Balik Levered lists.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just time will tell. I'll see what this quote is and kind of go from there. And annoyingly, the thing I was going to say, it might have even been, it was going to be the last time we recorded, but I didn't get round to saying it, was the car's just had a bit of a birthday.
Yeah.
It said 4 brand new tyres put on it. And money has been tight in the past, in the recent past. And if I needed a tyre, it got
a tyre. Yeah.
And it was, what's the cheapest one you've got? I want the cheapest black Chinese plastic circle you've got, please.
Yeah.
And they were all mismatched, and they were all different levels of worn.
Yeah.
And I've been on this podcast talking about punches I've had and how I tried to use a fucking can of flat O tyre, whatever it's called again. What's it called again?
I don't know. Tyre World.
Tyre World. It is Tyre World, isn't it? Yeah. I tried to use this, and I drove on a run flat, and oh my God, it was amazing. And I phoned a man up and said, can you replace a tyre for me? Because 2 is a stretch.
Yeah.
And I have 4 matching Bridgestones.
Mm.
Decent Bridgestones as well. I wanted Goodyear Eagle F1s, but weirdly hard to come by in either the fronts or the rears. Well, I think the rears, I can't get... They don't do that size.
Oh, right.
Annoying. But there's 4 matching Bridgestones, which I like. I do like... It's going to sound... You might agree, but I do like a nice tread pattern.
Yeah.
Like well, you can tell when there's a tyre of a certain quality by the tread pattern.
Yeah.
And just the way the tyre is shaped and it holds itself and the way that... And nice.
Yeah.
And I've got that with these Bridgestones. And it's also had a full service.
Mm.
Oil filter, fuel filter, pollen filter.
Bugger.
Fuel filter, the fucking works.
Mm.
Millers as well. No fugging around. Obviously, Benny Dunn. I mean, to be fair, I did bring the morale and the giggles and the words of encouragement when things wouldn't come off.
Yeah.
I passed him many a tool. Touched him inappropriately a lot.
As you do.
As you do. And yeah, he done all the work and I'm incredibly grateful. And it was in exchange for me washing his mum's car. Yeah. Which I haven't done yet. So,
free service.
Exactly that. Which he keeps reminding me. That free service you got when you're supposed to wash my mum's fucking... But luckily he's on holiday, so fucking... but yeah, and I just kind of... I've always loved the car, but I just kind of felt a bit better about it. And then this went and happened. I was even looking at getting the wheels powder coated. Just in a silver.
Yeah.
Just to cover all the sins. Because... I'm going to hit some potholes. I'm going to go and try and park it and I might clonk the whatever because I do 4,000 miles a year. So I just want them freshened up.
Yeah.
And I was even, actually, the last time I spoke to you was asking you and Bulge about smart repairs because there was a couple of little scrapes on the bumper that I just wanted tarting up a little. I just wanted it to look a bit nicer. Lo and behold, crash. And then I say all of that, I want it to look, and I'm going, oh, do I just pocket the 500 quid and hope for the best? Who knows? But the car's had a birthday. It's also been driven into, but I still love the damn thing. And I tell you what I did do, which I'm not sure you're aware of because you get confused between the group chat and the Discord, so you because of your Philistine phone. Machine polished the compact at the weekend. Did you know this?
No.
You don't. You and the Discord are weird.
Yeah.
It's great though, isn't it? Tell the non-patrons how great it is.
Oh yeah, fucking love it.
See? fucking spot on, Matt. Yeah, brilliant.
I'm a busy man.
Yeah, you are a busy man. Yeah, machine polished the compactio.
Nice.
Because it's a, I know you'll agree, it's a very nice colour.
Oh yeah. Loves a bit of techno.
And it's, I've had this whole attitude of, oh, it's track car, isn't it? I've kept it looking clean, apart from when I had that fucking horrible front bumper on it. But it was always washed by, you know, someone of questionable UK living standard.
Just reminded me of the Instagram versus reality
post. Yeah, you're still an asshole for that. You picked the worst picture of it, but any picture of it in the last, like, 2 years of that bumper on with it fucking grey, chipped, cracked, white in some places. How the fucking hell that happened? Dickhead. yeah, join the Discord. To find out, just to hear John fucking take the piss out of me, mainly, if you want. And I just thought, do you know what? It's about bloody time.
Yeah.
I had to machine polish my mum's car because she drives by Braille. Just fucking bounces off of things. You know this.
Yeah.
Because you've seen one of her previous cars that I was forced to wash. And yeah. You were just like, fucking stay to this. I was like, yeah, I know. My poor stepdad, honestly.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously bankrolling all of this.
Yeah.
And she's just pinging off of everything. And her fairly new Fiesta ST line. That's actually quite a nice car. The clutch went the other day. Weird. And even he was like, how the fuck have you done that? You fucking... She was like, oh, my mic went fucking mad, didn't he? And I'm like, I'm not fucking surprised.
Yeah.
And basically, she was riding the clutch everywhere she went.
Yeah.
And I was with her the other day, and we were stuck in stationary traffic, and the car was like squatting, like, trying to fucking pull away with her foot on the brake. I'm like, get off the fucking clutch, will you? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm, oh my good God. Honestly, painful. I'm like, buy her a fucking old Fabia.
It's fucking burnt in now, don't you worry.
Just get her an old Fabia and say, I've tried to buy you nice things.
Yeah.
And you ping them off of every fucking hedge, wall, car, person, cow, whatever.
Yeah.
You're not having them anymore. But no, he still does. So I polished him out and I thought, while I'm here, it makes perfect fucking sense for me to polish a compact. And I used a very old pad. I did need a heavier cut, but looking a lot better.
Good.
I'll show you a picture, because that's everyone else. If you're in the Discord, this, a member we said about the Discord.
A member?
A member. A member, Dirty. We said on the Discord... Nope, we said about the Patreon and the Discord. It's great, because when we do something car-related, it goes into the Discord. When we see something on the TV, it's all in the Discord. You get an episode every 2 weeks, but there are daily sort of Discord going-ons, as it were. Crashed car. Eh? Can check this out, Jono. Yeah,
like
and then...
bloody Violet glass. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the same, just a different
part of
the car.
It is a pretty car, especially the wheels. I do love the wheels.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah, I love the wheels. Because they're cool BBS wheels, but you also don't see them very often. And they do, the way it sits on them as well, the way that, I'm not big into sort of stance and fitment and all that sort of stuff, but it does, in my opinion, work very, very well. Well, that reminds me, actually. Can you book Thruxton now?
Yes.
That didn't sound convincing. Is that a yes, I suppose I can, or a yes? I'm going to say yes for the sake of peace.
No, I suppose I can.
Well, now you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Your main hold-up.
Yeah.
You might not have the car back before then.
Oh, but no, but that doesn't matter, because I know that I'll still have a courtesy car.
I was going to ask what the situation is with the courtesy car. You've got it until you'll get your car back?
Until my car's back, yeah.
Oh, fucking fantastic, then.
Yeah. Because obviously my concern was is that they write the car off.
Yeah.
I buy it back from them.
Yeah.
And they say, yep, no worries. We're not going to renew the weekly hire on the courtesy car.
Because you've got your car back now, Mr. Young.
Because, this claim is settled. So,
yeah
at the end of the week,
mm-hmm.
we'll come and collect the car. And then I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah. Then you're going to come over all bulge and be all like, got a track date. Mm. Which I get, I do. I mean, I say come over all bulge, I do understand.
Yeah.
And I understand it when... I mean, I'd like to, give him shit for it, but I do get it. But then when you said it, I did also think, don't be a fanny. But then also think, I mean, he does raise a very good point that I have no argument for other than don't be a fanny. That's literally my only arsenal.
Yeah.
So now, kind of in the situation, there's no real reason why you shouldn't book it.
No.
So if you'd like to do that now on air, that would be fantastic. Honestly, it's so easy. I thought... When I went to go back, I was like, oh, God, just fucking... Just name, email address, car, make, and model, done. I was like, that was easy.
Yeah.
It's quite a few that's booked on now.
Yeah, I need to... Before I do it, I do need to... Well, no, I guess I can do it, and then it'll force me to actually sort the exhaust out.
What, loud?
I think so, yeah.
Well, mine was.
Because it's 89 in it, or 90 decibels.
Bang on 90, yeah.
And mine at the last day was 97.
Well, unless it's bang on 90, you're over, aren't you? If you're going, it's 90... Unless that's the end of the word.
No.
You're fucked. 97.
Yeah, normally at 100 decibel day, I'm like...
Aye, laddie. And you've got twin tips, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you can't baffle up too easily, or can you?
Well, I've made some baffles.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't had a chance to fit them yet, to test. Because obviously I've got a dB meter at work.
Yeah.
So I need to...
And
I
some lackeys to say, hold them. This, I'm going to rev it.
Yeah.
What annoys me, because you can kind of play it into your favour, and if anyone from Thruxton is listening, I'm lying. It's based on what your red line is.
Because
at Coombe, they say... Hold it to 3.5 or whatever the fucking hell it is. So it's a regulated, same RPM. With them, it depends on... Because this is a lie if you're listening, Thruxton. But my standard rev limiter is 6.5. But it has a raise limiter to 7.2. And he went, what's your rev limiter? 6.5. And I went, yeah. And he went, right, okay, hold it to 3.25 then, I think. And I thought... Okay. I mean, we're talking a couple of hundred revolutions per minute. And to be fair, let's hope I'm fucking under. And I've had the piss taken out of me by Benny for how quiet, because it's quiet. And I fucking failed sound check.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, you were stressing out. I was like, yes, because you fucking give me grief for all this stuff. And when I said to him, should I get my baffle wire wrapped? Pissed himself laughing. You don't fucking don't need it, do you? Fail. So I was more annoyed that he gave me all this shit and I went and failed anyway. And I think I skin of my teeth.
Mm.
But they weren't wire wrapped, so.
Yeah.
Which, I know a guy. So.
Yeah.
Who initially said no. So. No guesses who that was, judging by the giggle. I think that's a pod,
I think we're done.
I tell you what, though, and I am annoyed Bulge isn't here for this. You remember when you phoned me up and said, right, what the fuck are we doing? And I said, to be fair, there's a, sometimes in the past he's not been able to make it, and I thought, oh, I kind of wanted to get his unique reaction to certain things and and everything else. And I kind of thought, well, I got crashed into, you're going to have a car update, my car got a service and some tyres, he doesn't need to be here for that. But I did hear from a friend of the pod that he saw a silver Skoda Octavia going what he described as full chat down Tone Way. Who do you know of a silver Octavia? Drives like a twat on the roads at 90. He said, oh yeah, I know what you mean about him driving at 90 mile an hour everywhere now. Fucking going like hell, he was.
A particular Mark 1? VRS?
Yeah.
No, Mark 2, isn't it?
1, I think, isn't it?
Oh, is it? It's a late one, isn't it?
50...
Yeah.
2, 1, 3. One of the two. 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friend of the pod. Very large-footed friend of the pod. I'm not going to say who, because he'll probably be at work for the AA right now.
Yeah.
You know, or building one of his bangers, or driving an M4.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say who.
No. No, don't give too many, like, absolute clanger clues either.
No. No, no, no. No, I wouldn't do that. No. No. I wouldn't want to, you know... I don't know what I was going with that. It was going to be something about his surname, but I couldn't quite think of it. You know, I must or say his name.
No,
you know, that's what you know. That's what I could say. You know, I would, but I'm getting a henna tattoo later on, so I can't.
It was Henry Murray.
It was Henry Murray. Yeah. I, do you know what? Because we've got nothing else to do, I'm just going to play the voice note, and then we'll wrap it up. Morning.
Okay.
Something you never do. I'm going to just because I know he's going to want to hear it. Well, hey. John, say we're hey.
We're hey.
And you, mate. Love you, bye. Oh, also, I see what you mean about Bold doing 90 mile an hour everywhere now. Seen the old scud come round the corner yesterday. Going up onto Toneway. The man was on a mission. Fucking sounds good on full chat, but he was full chat up Toneway. Sounded good, but yeah, it's like, oh, there's Bold doing 90 mile an hour, like Niall says.
And I said... I replied saying, yeah, he's a lover of the old road crime. Now, one thing I must say, and this is kind of why I was hoping Bulge was going to be here, is I don't think it was Bulge he saw.
No.
Because I think it's the last I was going to say to him, is the Skoda on the road at the moment? Are you driving it very often? And if he was going to go, well, I fucking drive every now and again, you can't, why? And I'd have gone, well, because... you've been spotted driving like a cunt. And if he went, no, the fucking thing hasn't moved in ages, you fucking cunt, why? And I'd have gone, oh, because fucking Henry Murray thought he saw you. So he's not here to defend himself. So it was him that Henry
saw. We can only assume it was.
I mean, I have no evidence to
prove.
There's
no other reasonable explanation.
No, honestly, I can't think of one.
No, not one.
You know, because normally Mark 1 Octavia VRS owners are, you know, salt of the earth people, lovely gentlemen and ladies, you know, not sort of tattooed men called Kevin, normally.
Yeah, no, from Rhode Island.
Well, that's a different kind of Kevin, I imagine, out there.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Morning, something you never do.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, and it's slightly shorter, but there was only two of us, and it is a week early, so... fuck off.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have an episode if it wasn't for... I mean, it's an hour and 10. What more do you want?
Oh, yes, plenty.
It is enough, isn't it?
Made it over the hour.
I mean, to be fair, if you're thinking, fucking hell, I was really excited for at least an hour and a half of listenership there. Sign up to the Patreon, because we were actually quite long on that one, weren't we?
Yeah.
50 minutes, I think? Yeah. 45, 50 minutes, something like that? As we normally are, to be fair. And we... genuine concerns in our voice where we went, what are we going to talk about? I said, I like coffee now. And John went, well, we'll ride with that then.
Yeah. I think I said, we'll build on that.
We'll build on that. That
we'll build
it.
From that, yeah.
And then quite a lot of chat. And we were at the sort of 20-minute mark before I went, oh, I never used to like coffee, but I knew now. And then there was more chat from there forthwith. So if you have any interest in coffee or you don't, sign up to the Patreon. And again, if you made it this far, Callum, why haven't you signed up to Patreon?
Yeah.
It is www.patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. okay? Available from £3 a month. Gives you access to all the Patreon episodes of the past, which is bearing down on 90.
Back in 90.
Kin Bulge's favourite speed everywhere.
Yeah.
Kin speed Pete got spun out at. And you get access to the Discord, which genuinely, I know John's far too busy to entertain it most of the time, but fantastic. It is genuinely really good. We've got a nice little group in there in a minute. We've got Ben Barker, thumbs up Ben Barker, who's got his new car.
Yeah.
Telling us all about. His brother, Billy. Mm. I mean, they're very funny.
They are actually very funny.
I like the pair of them a lot. Oh. Whoa! Obviously, Henry's in there. I'm in there. Dubba's in there. You're in there sometimes. Bulge is in there a lot, actually. I mean,
yeah.
Does he work ever?
I don't know.
I put something up, and as I'm doing my usual thing, which is going, right, how many spelling mistakes have I made, and does this make any sense at all? He's reacted to it. I'm like, you're supposed to be driving a lorry, not fucking on Discord every 30
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, well, he's too busy fucking rear-ending F31 340s.
For summit to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, sign up to Patreon, you fucking assholes. John, say bye.
Bye.
John asked me to say bye.
Nah, say bye.
Bye.